Good morning. Today is July the 2nd, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you open your Bibles with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, we'd like to share some verses with you this morning. Beginning in verse number 1, "My son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, many of us have heard this teaching, these words, these verses and Proverbs, most of our adult lives as Christians, maybe even as young people. You know, verse 1 begins, "My son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments." So many times I think we lose track and we lose the thought when we have an instance that maybe come before us, an instance maybe where someone may need an encouraging word from the Word of God. An instance maybe where we are thinking about a situation that's going on in our own life. Beloved, one of the greatest truths that we could ever hold and have and keep within our hearts is truly that of God's Word. So many times I know in my own life in ministry, I find myself referring back to memorization. I find myself going back to quoting verses in Scripture. When a need may come up in someone else's life or even my own life, or a circumstance may present itself, having that verse and having that Word of God, knowing that that's God's truth, and surely that's our understanding today as Christians, can bring encouragement to others and surely fulfill the needs and the burdens of our own hearts as well. Referring this morning to verse number 3, it reads, "Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart." Kindness and truth, the true Word of God, a living God, a God today that we in this world need so very desperately in our lives. You know, around us each day we can look and we can see newspaper, we can hear it on radio, we can hear about the things that go on around us, the unrest, all the things that go on between nations and countries all around this world. But beloved, today one of the most important needs that this world has a deficit in is truly the spiritual understanding of what God's Word may say and what God's Word truth may be. For if it's not in your heart today, beloved, if it's not in my heart where we can take God's Word and share it with the others, where we may preach or teach God's Word from our own heart, we surely have a deficit in our life that goes on that we need to have remedy of. It says in verse 4, "So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man." Many, many times we need God's Word where we can have it, where we can share it, where we can teach it to someone else, that we may have a handbook of life is God's Word that we can hold, as I hold this morning, that someone else, maybe a friend, a neighbor, a relative that may need so desperately. And beloved, so many times maybe we don't have that Word right in our hand, but God wants us and God's Word here teaches us. That we need to have that truth and that understanding and that Scripture within our hearts. A truth and understanding that will always be with us so that when that need may surface and arise, we can know without any question, without any doubt, that God's Word there is for us. It says in verse number 6, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, being God, and He will make your path straight." We always seem to want to lean to ourselves and our own strength and our own power and our own ways. But God's Word here tells us, and I want you to understand in our reading, "In all your ways acknowledge Him," the Word says in verse number 6. "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." It says, "Do not be wise to your own eyes, for fear the Lord, and turn away from evil." So many times we want to do what we think is a right, and so many times we as well, don't we, bear the scars in our life, spiritually and physically, of the circumstances that we've had because we've made poor decisions without seeking the wisdom and the will of God's truth and teaching first before we made those decisions. Beloved, if you will, this morning, I would ask you to bow your heads with me. Let's just seek the Lord God to allow this teaching, this truth that we've just read, to penetrate and to speak and to be written upon the tablets of our own heart through His goodness and through His grace. Father, today we come before You in Jesus' precious and holy name, And God, we do thank you for just waking us up this morning. We thank you, Father, for keeping the breath of life in our very being, Father. We thank you, Father, for giving rest to our tired and our truly weary bodies, God. Those that may be listening, we would ask you to speak to them, Father. We would ask you to allow them to be the encouragers, Father, today in the lives of many people. Lord, I would ask you today that truly, as your word is stored within us, may your power and your grace, Father, also follow and be with us. Lord, we'd ask you to help us, Father. We'd ask you to lead us and guide us, Lord God. Lord, may these scripture and these verses that we understand, Lord, it teaches us and we need to have hold of, Father, in our life this very day, that we need to know that the things and the precepts, God, that we see are the things of you, Father. Let our understanding, Father, not be prevalent in the decisions that we make. But Lord, rather may your power, may your peace, and may your wonderful will and working, Father, be within everything that we have to come before us this day. Lord, I would ask you today to help us to have your word written upon the tablets of our heart, as these verses say. Lord, give us that understanding, give us that truth, God, that we need so very, very desperately, God, today in our lives. Lord, let us not keep deciding what we shall do and how we shall handle a circumstance, but rather, God, as your word declares, may it be spoken to us, and Father, may we follow your will and your understanding, God, so that we may know that we'll follow the true and the understanding path of the Lord God. Father, I would ask today a special prayer and a special blessing to be given to those that we know that are sick and shut in, unable to get up, unable to do the things of life. Would ask you to bring comfort, would ask you to bring peace to each of them, Father, in a very special and a very intimate way. God, I do thank you for each and every listener, Father, today that listens daily to this broadcast Monday through Friday. Would ask you, God, today to bless them. Lord, bless them for their faithfulness, Father. Lord God, bless them for their willingness and their desire within their hearts, God, to receive the Word of God, Father, this day, and to know that the Word of God is the most powerful understanding and truly is the most powerful truth, God, that is in existence today. Lord, your Word today is a living Word, God, and may it be part of our living lives, Father, the lives that we live each day before others. Lord, I would ask you to allow us to have a spirit today of humility, Father. May we as well today, God, know that all the strength and all the power and all the grace, God, that we manifest each day comes from you. Father, may we trust upon you. May we lean upon your understanding, God, and not our own. And God, today, may your word be within our heart, firm and steadfast. And God, today, may we be that witness and that light, Father, that you need in this lost and dying world. May we be that witness, God, to a brother or sister, Father, today, that may be going through a valley. God, may we be that witness, Father, and others that may see the way. Have your right of way, Father. Have your will upon each of our hearts. And we will give you praise and glory and honor, God, for it all. For today we come and we pray in that name above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.